Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Members of the Arkansas House have voted to approve a budget bill without pay raises for prosecutors or judges. Representative Kathy Webb spoke for the bill when it was brought up on the floor Monday. Webb co-chairs the Joint Budget Committee, which cut a 1.86% cost of living increase for judges and prosecutors from the proposed General Appropriations Act. That was after several lawmakers complained about doling out proposed pay hikes in the current economic climate. Webb, a Little Rock Democrat, says she's glad to have the bill out of the way as the committee prepares to look at other legislation. The General Appropriation Act sets funding levels for the executive, legislative, and judicial branches. It's the first appropriations legislation that must be approved during the session. And attention, texting pedestrians and iPod-obsessed runners on the street. You may soon get unplugged. Lawmakers in the state of Arkansas and New York have proposed restrictions on the use of cell phones and music players, such as iPods, by people running and walking on the street or sidewalk. In Arkansas, the law would ban pedestrians from wearing headphones in both ears while on the street or sidewalk, but pedestrians could wear a headphone in one ear. The January gold contract on the New York Mercantile Exchange closed at $1,344.50 an ounce for gold. That's up $3.56. And silver contract closed at $27.31 an ounce. That's down 10 cents. And crude oil future prices ended lower on the New York Mercantile Exchange. The near-month contract for the benchmark grade fell $1.24, closing at $87.87 a barrel. A man who was seen with his pants down in a Pocola, Oklahoma cemetery is in jail after hurting two Fort Smith police officers. It was during a chase that ended when the suspect's vehicle hit a house. Officials told Fort Smith television station KFSM that 29-year-old Anthony Yoder faces multiple charges after leading Fort Smith police on a high-speed chase through the city Saturday night. Officers tried to talk to Yoder at the graveyard, but he fled into Arkansas. One officer hurt his back, another his knee when Yoder's vehicle rammed two patrol cars. The chase ended in Hackett when the suspect's vehicle slammed into a house. Two people inside were unhurt. Officers said Yoder's pants were still down when they arrested him. The president and CEO of the Batesville Area Chamber of Commerce, Crystal Johnson, told the Batesville Rotary Club Monday the chamber is the 18th largest in the state. The Batesville Area Chamber retained 76% of its membership in 2010 and has 453 current members. 41 new members joined last year. Johnson said the Chamber of Commerce is focusing on community development and supporting its membership. The Economic Development Task Force involving job opportunity has lifted the Independence County Economic Development Committee headed by Ed Mabry.